Despite anti-Christian violence in Iraq, Christian television is drawing an audience. Violence is feared as another Hindu leader is killed in India, and the developmentally disabled are being trained to use their spiritual gifts in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violence in Iraq is as effective as a night curfew in keeping people at home. Sat7's David Harder says there's a natural audience for television. A recent study of viewing habits had some very interesting results for the ministry.
The survey found 97% of people in that country have satellite television, and that 5.3 million people out of 28 million Iraqis are watching the broadcast and are receiving the good news of Jesus.
Sat7's providing desperately needed support for the struggling Christian community in Iraq.
I spoke with an Iraqi pastor who told me once that years ago they had no material that they could give out to people. So having television was such an important tool for them.
Keep praying for believers there.
We know that within Iraq, churches are growing. They're also facing tremendous pressures and persecution, and we're excited that as a satellite television broadcaster, we can be part of that growth and really an instrumental tool for local churches to use.
Meanwhile, Forum 18 reports officials in Uzbekistan's Independent Republic are telling believers their dead will not be buried. The burial of one Muslim was obstructed because his widow and son are Christians. Sources told Forum 18 that community involvement in Christian burials wasn't allowed. Non-participation in burials indicates that a family has been expelled from the community. Pray for the growing underground church in Uzbekistan. You're listening to Mission Network News. Voice of the Martyrs Canada is calling for urgent prayer as another Hindu leader was murdered recently in Orissa, India. Last August, Hindu groups blamed Christians for killing a Hindu Swami, even though Maoists took the blame. Believers were hunted down by Hindu extremists, resulting in hundreds of deaths and thousands of injuries. VOM's asking you to pray this recent murder doesn't begin another wave of anti-Christian violence. Next, one of the most marginalized people groups of Russia are the focus of ministry by Faith Comes by Hearing. Lori Koch says a partner named Sergey had been working among the Buddhists, but was urged to begin a ministry to the Roma.
He was resistant at first because he shared that prevailing attitude of most Russians, that these are the Roma, they're unreachable. If I did want to spend my time, it would be wasted time because there's no value in reaching this people group for Christ.
Then they released the New Testament in the Romani dialect and things changed.
His full-time ministry is to the Roma people, and his goal is to establish a Roma church with a Roma pastor.
Koch says their ministry approach is unique.
We're not simply distributing the audio scriptures, but rather we have workers and partners on the ground and in the field who are ensuring that people are actually engaging with the scripture in a systematic way.
You can help. Go to our website to find out how. And the spiritual lives of developmentally disabled residents at Shepherd's Ministries are flourishing. Pastor Paul Van Tobel, the new spiritual life director, says his job is to
try to develop that spiritual life. We have worship services throughout the week. We have two on Sundays, and we have chapel services on Wednesday. Besides that, we've got different service opportunities and Bible studies going on throughout the week, as well as, you know, I'm working with different people one-on-one on different things as well.
Van Tobel's been working on all these programs and trying to get residents involved by helping with music and scripture reading and services. Residents enjoy the responsibility and have hearts for Christ, prayer, and missions work. Ultimately,
what we're trying to do is really train them up to be able to use their gifts and abilities that God has given them to serve others and empower them to serve.
Pray for the personal spiritual lives of residents at Shepherd's and for the vision of spiritual life to develop. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're most effective in evangelism by how you live. St. Francis Assisi is credited with saying, "Preach the gospel at all times and when necessary, use words." I'd like to help you remember that and help Mission Network News at the same time. For a gift of any amount, I'll send you the new Point of Grace CD called How You Live. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also click on the Support M&N Today link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.